Hello, friends. Welcome to the 22nd episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Rays at Rogers Center. They are finishing up their three-game series against the Rays. And their first game against the Rays on Friday, they blew a lead in the late innings, and as a result, the Rays took the lead and won that game. But yesterday, the Blue Jays won their game against the Rays, and so the Blue Jays today have a chance to win this series against the Rays, because right now they are leading 3-1 heading into the top of the ninth. Blue Jays scored all three of their runs in the bottom of the eighth, and so the Blue Jays have the lead. But Aaron Sanchez, the starter for the Blue Jays today, he left after just pitching one inning because he had recurring blister problems, and so he had to leave today's game because he didn't want his fingers to flare up again. You know, when he gets blisters, it affects not just his throwing motion, but also his pitches as well, the quality of his pitches. And so, for precautionary reasons, Aaron Sanchez was taken out of this game early in this ball game, and you know, Tapera later came in, Aaron Loop came in, Dominic Leone came in, Joe Smith, J.P. Howell, and now Roberto Osuna is on the mound for the Blue Jays here in the top of the ninth, facing the Rays with a 3-1 lead. And so the Blue Jays used a lot of relievers from their bullpen today, and they are now relying on Osuna to close this game for the Blue Jays. Let's see what happens. Blue Jays, by the way, are wearing their red color unis with the Canadian maple leaf on their hats. Red Canadian maple leaf, and that pitch is in there for a strike to Evan Longoria, who's 0-3 today. Osuna, with that pitch, was just a bit outside. Martin didn't frame it so well, and so it was called a ball. 1-1 to count to Longoria. Here in the top of the ninth, Blue Jays lead 3-1 over the Rays. And the 1-1 pitch is popped up in the infield. Goins is there to make the catch, and so that's the first out here in the top of the ninth. So Osuna is off to a good start today, facing the Rays. So I have a feeling that he's going to pitch a good ball game today. Let's see what he does here against Brad Miller. And he swings at that first pitch that is up the middle, but Goins is there, slings it to first. Oh, Justin Smoke couldn't get that one out of his glove, and so that was an error by Smoke, and the Rays now have one man on base here in the top of the ninth. Yeah, that was a beautiful throw by Goins, but Smoke couldn't pick that ball out of the dirt, and so There's one man on here with one out, and the batter now is Ricky Weeks. He takes a pitch that is low and outside. Ball one. Weeks today is 0-for-3 in this ball game. Ozuna with the pitch is swung on and missed. So that was a curveball that was low and outside, but Weeks with a weak hack, and he swings and misses on that pitch. So it's now 1-1 the count to Ricky Weeks. Longtime Milwaukee Brewer, and he swings at that pitch and misses again. So the count now is 1-2 to Ricky Weeks. Ozuna looking at first, trying to see if Brad Miller is going to steal a base, but he does not, and the pitch to Weeks is swung on and missed again. So Weeks strikes out, and Blue Jays fans are standing up right now, applauding Roberto Ozuna as he tries to close this game here for the Blue Jays. If the Blue Jays win today's game, they'll be on a 2-game winning streak. And that's something that you haven't heard much of this season, the Blue Jays on an extended winning streak. So let's see if Ozuna can close this inning against Logan Morrison, who takes a ball that is low. 1-0 to count. The fast set by Ozuna, and the pitch again is outside. 2-0 to count to Logan Morrison, left-handed batter here for the Rays. Martin gives the signs, Ozuna nods, Ozuna throws, and that pitch was belt high, but Morrison fouls it off behind the backstop, and the count now is 2-1 to Morrison. Morrison steps off the plate, gets back in, looks at Ozuna, who throws to Martin, and that was a fastball that was right down the middle, and it was grounded to the second baseman Travis, but Brad Miller got in his way, and so Travis was late to that grounder, and he couldn't decide where to throw it. He couldn't decide if he should throw it to the second base or first base, and as a result, both of the Rays are safe, and now there is two men on with two outs here in the top of the ninth. And the batter now is Derek Norris, the catcher for the Rays, right-handed hitter. And he swings at that curveball that was low and outside. 0-1 count here to Derek Norris, longtime Oakland A. Last year he played for the Padres. And he was supposed to sign with the Rays. He wanted to, but instead the Rays gave him a better opportunity. And so now he is facing the Jays here in the top of the ninth with two outs and two men on base. Oh, and that pitch is in there for a strike. So it's now 1-1 to count to Derek Norris. Norris takes time, steps out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings and gets back in the plate. So let's see if Ozuna can close it here in the top of the ninth. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. So the count now is 1-2 to Derek Norris. And Blue Jays fans right now are standing up, clapping, anxious to see the Blue Jays get their seventh win today. Let's see if they can do that. And the pitch is swung on and missed. And Norris strikes out, and the Blue Jays win today's game against the Rays by a final score of 3-1. The Blue Jays, they're not trying to look for their seventh win. They are trying to look for their eighth win, and they got their eighth win today with that swing and a miss for the third out here in the top of the ninth. And so the Blue Jays once again win today's game against the Rays by a final score of 3-1. All right, the Blue Jays now are 8-17. They no longer have the worst record in baseball. The Kansas City Royals are now the worst team in baseball. But they're playing the Twins right now, so let's see what happens afterwards. But worst case scenario, Blue Jays and Royals would be tied for either the worst record in baseball, or the Blue Jays would have the second worst record in baseball. But regardless, this was a big win for the Blue Jays, because they won this series against the Rays. And we haven't seen the Blue Jays win any series so far this season. It looks like the Jays are losing every game, in the month of April in this season. But it's refreshing to see the Blue Jays win today's game and this series, because their offense is starting to click. You know, you're starting to see more hits from Joey Bats today. You're starting to see more hits from Kevin Pillar. And now you're starting to see more hits from Kendrys Morales as well. So you're seeing the first three batters in the lineup getting more hits. And when they're getting more hits, that means that the Blue Jays are going to score more runs. And so today was a great win for the Blue Jays. And I'm really happy as a fan that they now have 8 wins. I mean, after starting the season, you know, with how many losses now? 17? I'm just glad that the Blue Jays are starting to put things together and win more ball games. I'm really glad to see that. So with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will see you guys next time. Go Jays!